Going already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'd like to do today, and I'm permitting tomorrow, is to look at one mitzvah, Rambam, the Ramban, and what will be on that, and to see, I think, some very interesting things about it. We spent most of our time this month on the Sharashim, and one way or another, there are more Sharashim we didn't get to. I think we saw a good percentage of them, especially of the more fundamental ones. At this point, I'd like to move on to Mitzvah Asei Kuf Nun Gimel, which is Ramam Putich, Sivani Yifarach, L'Kadesh Chalashim, L'Chashev Chalashim Hashanim. Okay? The fact that the Rambam counts these two things as one mitzvah, the Rambam disagrees, etc., is something that we talked about in another shiur, so I'm not going to get into that dimension of it, because I already dealt with that a little bit, but what I do want to deal with is one or two aspects that I think are very important and very fundamental and very fascinating. It is like this. V'hu amro yitalach, ha'chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodashim. Uba perush, edut zo te mitzur lachem. Kolomash mitzvah zo, eno mitzur l'kol ish v'ish, k'mo shabat breshich, kol ish yimnea shisha yamin, v'yishvot v'shvi, ad kishe tir'e l'chol ish v'ish halvana shikva yom ahu rosh chodesh v'yimnea minyan t'ra'i v'yikva rosh chodesh o yayen ichur haviv v'zulato mimashar o'i l'tzakel bov yosif chodesh. But it's not the case, says the Rambam. It's not the case that, like Shabbos is a fact, right? That day is Shabbos, end of discussion. So any individual can calculate, can count, can whatever, and say, oh, today is Shabbos, and so I'll keep Shabbos today. Rather, this is given over to Beis Din, so that I can't say, well, I will make a calculation, when is the new moon, should we have an extra, you know, should we have an, you know, an Adar Sheni, etc. No, it doesn't work that way. Rather, aval mitzvah zo, lo yaseu ta la'olam zulat betin hagadol levad. So says the Rambam, the establishment of the calendar based on Kirsha Chodesh, Yibarshanim, etc. is exclusively the domain of Beis Din HaGadol. And no one other than Beis Din HaGadol can be Mekadesh Chodesh, can be Yibarshanim, etc. And that, of course, presents a huge problem, as you can imagine, because we don't have a Beis Din HaGadol. Exactly. On the other hand, we would hope that we do have such thing as Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim, right, etc. We have a calendar. So if we read no further, that would be certainly a question that we want to ask ourselves. And both the Rambam and Ramban deal with this very fundamental question of how we can have a calendar at all, Bizman Hazeh, but they deal with it in very different ways. Okay, and the way that they deal with it is very interesting. Let's continue. Goes on to say, not only can it only be done by Beis Din HaGadol, uve'eretz Yisrael levad, v'lachein batla ha'ri'iya etzlenu hayom be'eder Beis Din HaGadol, k'mo shebatla k'ravat ha'karbanot be'eder HaMikdash. Just like we don't have karbanot nowadays because we don't have a Beis Din HaMikdash, we don't have kiddush ha'chodesh al pi ha'ri'iya because we don't have a Beis Din HaGadol. Ubeze yit'u haminin hanikra'im bekam b'mizrach kara'in. Okay, this is something that the Karaites get wrong. Vezeu shorish gamkein shelo yodubo gamkein zu'atenu mechlal harabanim v'olchim imahem b'afilach ha'shecha. And there are also those who are not Karaites, who are, you know, the part of the followers of Rab Nim, and nonetheless they get it wrong. V'da shachashbon hazeh shenimne otanu hayom v'neidabo Rashi Chodeshim Moadim, Yev Shah Lasso To Elaberet Yisrael Levad. Should know that our calculations of when Rosh Chodesh is, etc., can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. The law can only be Nikma in Eretz Yisrael. Ella, Be'et HaTzorch Ve'eder HaChamim Eretz Yisrael, Azer Shah Lebetin HaSamuch Be'eretz Yisrael, She'yaber HaShanim V'ikba Chodeshim B'chutz La'aretz, K'mo Sh'asa Rabbi Akiva, K'mo Sh'yifar B'Talmud, U'vizeh Koshi Gadol V'chazak. Okay. Bezra Hashem, we neder. try to return to this issue of being koveya chadashim and mabreshanim in chutz la'aretz, case that the Gemara talks about there's a sugya in Sanhedrin in Brachot, as well as in the Yushalmi. Hope to return to that. That's page 3 of the sheet. Okay, time permitting. In any case, but essentially, that's a detail. That's a footnote. Okay, for now at least. He goes on to say, V'hayadua tamid shebetin hagadol amnam haya b'eretz Yisrael v'ini fu'ucha shivi abru shanim shanim ha'mekubalim etzlam uvekibutzam gamke uvekan shorish gadol ma'ol mishorshei ha'emunah lo yide'ehu v'lo yifonim b'mkamo el mi sheda'ato amuka. So Rambam says there's a very deep and fundamental point of belief here that we have to understand. And only someone who really, you know, thinks deeply and understands things well really has clear this tremendously fundamental point. Okay? Keep that in mind. There's going to be an interesting twist on this when we get to the Ramban. Okay. So, thank you. Okay. So, he goes on to say, says that which nowadays we have a luach, right? And we can take out our luach and say, it's now Shabbos was Tu B'Av, or you know, we keep Tisha B'Av on whatever, or even more so, Pesach and Kippur, whatever it is. Lo mipnei chashboneinu nikbe'eo yom tov b'shum panim. Our calculations are really meaningless, innately. Ella mipnei shebetin hagadol shebe'eretz Yisrael kvar kavu zayom rosh chodesh yom tov. It's only because the bezin hagadol in Eretz Yisrael is koved, we have no authority to koved when it is. Period. Mipnei amram shezayom rosh chodesh yom tov yeh rosh chodesh yom tov. It's only rosh chodesh yom tov because they say so, not because we say so. Bein shaita pulatam zot b'chesbon obriya. Whether they do it through calculations or through edim, kimosh bav peirush, elu moadeh Hashem shetzuro tam, ein li moadot ela elu. Kiloma shemru heim shehem moadot, afilu shogim, afilu anusim, afilu mutim, kimo she beitanu hakabala. Okay, this is Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei, that whether they do it correctly, incorrectly, right? It's Gemara with Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel that we discussed a little bit before. But whatever it is, it's whatever day the Sanhedrin and Gdolei Eretz Yisrael say. Period. There's nothing else. It is automatically valid if they decide it's a certain day, even if the process is flawed, and no other day is valid regardless of how accurate the calculation is. V'anachnu amnam nachshov hayom nechashev hayom. We only calculate today k'dei sheneida hayom shekavuhem rotel amar b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Well, Rosh Chodesh kim lacha azot ba'atzman monim b'kovim hayom lo b'ri'ya. When we calculate and figure out this is the day of Yom Kippur, this is the day of Pesach, this is the day of Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, all we're doing is figuring out what day they have, you know, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are calculating. Our calculation is meaningless except for to figure out, instead of picking up a phone and saying, you know, calling up a cousin or a friend in Yerushalayim and saying, what day is Aleph Nisan, so we can figure out because we use the same process and we know what they would say. We know what they are saying, actually, is what I mean. Okay, but Neil Stiplechad Beyur. Okay, so he's going to go on and explain. So, he says, "Va'al kfi atam nismok." We're relying on their establishing of the day. Lo al cheshboneinu, not based on our calculations. Aval cheshboneinu hu ligluyei milta. It's only to figure out, you know, to make clear when they are saying it is. Ve'vin zeh ma'od. But Neil Stiplechad Beyur. Ilu efshar derech mashal. I'll give you an example, says Rav. Were it possible, Shabnei Eretz Yisrael ye'edru me'eretz Yisrael, were it possible that there would not be a Jewish community in Israel? Chalila el me'asotzot, God forbid that ever such a thing would ever happen. And the Rambam means by this, and we'll go on to explain, that this is not something that would ever happen. God promised us that we would never totally be wiped out, and not having any Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael would be the end of the Jewish people. Were we to not have anything, wouldn't have any Bez in Eretz Yisrael, Hinei Cheshboneinu Ze Lo Yelunu Az Klum B'Shem Hanif. Okay, so if you were to, God forbid, have no Jews in Israel, no Bez in Israel, you could have millions of Jews in America, let's say, and we could have the best, you know, the same calendar, it wouldn't be meaningless. Our calendar is only meaningful as being a reflection of what they're calculating in Eretz Yisrael. Based on the pasuk kimisyon teitzaraz v'aznay mishalayim, because bonein mish yesh lo seichel shalem l'shonot ha'talmud, and with anyone who with proper mind who pays attention to what the Gemara says, kavanah azo yibaelo kol masham renuhu, should be obvious to anyone who really knows how to learn and knows. Clearly this is the way it is. Bior ein safekva. Right? There's no doubt. No room for questions about it. Okay. Just to take a peek ahead, right? The Ramban starts off on page 2 by saying, right, Amar Kotev, and it was after citing this whole long piece in the Rambam, or a good chunk of it, he says, Yadati ki sichli einenu shalemu bari b'talmud. Says, I know that I, certainly don't qualify for what the Rambam is saying of being someone who knows how to learn, but nonetheless, v'im kol zeh ineni choshed oto liyot choleh o bulti shalem b'davar hazeh. But nonetheless, I think that I know what I'm talking, and I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but nonetheless, I don't think that I'm, so deficient in this area that I don't know what I'm talking about, and I reach the conclusion that, the Rambam's point is, the Rambam is like, no one having a brain could possibly think otherwise, and Rambam saying, well, okay, I'll admit to not having half a brain, but nonetheless, I disagree with the Rambam on this point. In any case, this is the Rambam's approach. Okay? This is Rambam's approach. The Meshech Chachma has a very important point about this, which is really the simple pshat, in what the Rambam says here. See, the Ramban comes along and says, one second, but the Rambam is telling us that you need to have, there are all these criteria that we don't have, right? And Ramban goes on, whole list, maybe we should actually read it now for just a moment, says on page 2, second sentence, he says, Shemina yadua ki gdush ha-chodesh v'ibur shana tzrichim mumchem. Says, I don't understand. We know that in order for Kiddush HaChodesh to be done, you need a Beis Din of Smuchim, which means that they have the real smicha that goes throughout the generation going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that smicha, right, and as it quotes Gemara in Bava Basra, Mu'adei Hashem, Tzrichim Mumchim, Gafar Nedarim, Eina Tzrichim Mumchim, Vikshuv, etc., etc. Then it goes on to say, "V'davar galuihu." The end of the paragraph. "V'davar galuihu shayom mikama shanim, butlus mochem meret Yisrael. V'ein danim sham afiu tinei knaso kol shekain shikachu al pi ha'riya al pi ha'chesba." What is Ram talking about? We don't have a bezin of smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. We haven't had for this point. We haven't had for like 1500 years. What we're talking about, what business does he think is being Makadosh Chadashim and Ma'abar Shanim in Eretz Yisrael? And Ramban goes on along these lines and discusses what the problem with it. So Meshech Chachma has a simple approach to this, which is a very fascinating point. I'd like to just add one point to it. You know that there's a famous discussion amongst Achronim, generation of the Rebbeim of the Beis Yosef, as well as Beis Yosef was younger type of his time, right, about being Mechadesh the Smicha, right? Where the Rambam in Perash Mishnayot and Mishnah Torah suggested at a certain point that it would be possible if all of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael got together and decided that they want to give smicha to someone, that they should be able to confer the authority of the original smicha, a real smicha, on an individual, and that person would be able to give it to other people, etc. Okay, and it was a big debate amongst the Chacham and Eretz Yisrael at the time, the Tzfat and the Yerushalayim, and involved many of the Gedolei Hador, including one of the people who was decisive, the Radvaz, was one of the elder Achronim at the time who dealt with it, and debate, the Mari Beirav, the Ma'abach. In any case, the one of the people they gave smicha to was the Beis Yosef. It's a question of how to interpret the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam makes a suggestion, and they did basically based on the Rambam, but the Rambam seems to say that he's not so sure that necessarily he could do it. It's a question of interpretation. When the Rambam is qualifying, when he says, I don't know if, you know, it's Sarachin, whether he's talking about just the detail that he's talking about, or he's talking about the whole process. In any case, there was huge tshuva, some of which we have still, some of which we don't. The Radvaz in his parish on Mishnah Torah refers to a tshuva that we don't have anymore. In any case, but we have Kuntjus HaSmicha, etc. So in the course of the Meshech Chachma, Meir Simcha Zvins, comes along and says that he's convinced that those who said that the Rambam really held that you could be Mechayesh HaSmicha, that camp was really right. That those group of, understand, these were much earlier, much earlier Achronim, about the very beginning of the period of the Achronim, okay, the generation of the Beis Yosef, close to Or Sameach, who's fairly close to our own time, a few decades away. So, from our perspective, I'm at like the beginning and the end of the period of the Achronim, essentially. So the Meshech Chachma comes along and says, on HaChor Shazel Lachem the following. Says the Sefer Mitzvah Rabbeinu Mitzvah Sekuf Nun Gimel Herich Rabbeinu Varamban Varamban Sham Hisig Yuren Sham. In other words, the Rambam is Marach and the Ramban is Mastig on him. From Megillat Esther Chashav Kidat Rabbeinu Kidat Ramban Vachin Katz B'Sof Dvarav Shekain Dat Rabbeinu B'Chibur Hagadol Uvimchila Kvodo He Ilu Lo Amet. Right, which says not true. Okay, so this Meshech Chachma rejects what the Megillat Esther says. He says, "Well, ani ataiti ha'ikar k'shitat Rabbeinu b'yadoh chazakah v'kitzur d'shitato kachu ha'kviyut al pi chesbon kifi she'amonim ata avshlo nir'el l'shum adam b'yom shloshim mikirish hachodesh va'al pi ha'ri'iya im lo ba'al edim me'ubar v'zeh alach l'mosh mitzinei k'shol zman she'sanhedrin kayamim sarach davka l'kayash al pi ri'iya Shem lo yavo edim yidu lufanav lufnehen eno mekudash rak meuba. Aval bisman she'ein Sanhedrin, at miyesh betin samuch ein tzarach lichbo al pi ri'iya davka rak im rotzim al pi cheshbon gam ken harshut bi adam. Hanu shel yirtu lekabel edim v'kiyot tiba. Okay. So in other words, he says that it's possible for the betin of smuchim nowadays, when I'm Sanhedrin Gdolah, to be koveya without ri'iyah. We don't have to have kabbalas edim, etc. We could just have simply al pi acheshbon. Ulam mitza riflik boa hu shloshan min haSanhedrin urushut hanasi shirosh lahem v'mein Sanhedrin koveya betin smuchim min haSanhedrin ish mipi ish kifi shalshal tasmicha af im halfu bechutzlaret v'onichu k'malta baris gam kem avirin v'hashta she'ein betin samuch after Eretz Yisrael anu mekachim chadashim al pi cheshbon haynu she'anu yodim she'bnei Eretz Yisrael mekachim yom zel rosh chorosh al pi cheshbonam v'atam she'ein betin samuch tal yirak b'vnei Eretz Yisrael hu deshitat rabbeinu v'perash mishnayot v'chiburo b'achreya ki im ratzu Yisrael sh'Eretz Yisrael l'smokes l'kenim harehem musmachim. Okay, so here the Meshech Chachma says something amazing. This is Chiddush here. Listen carefully. Meshech Chachma says like this. Look, the Rambam says that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael can together give smicha. Okay, Im kain bekiddush hachodesh sagi becheshbo bnei Eretz Yisrael shachazina shedin smuchim yesh lekibbutz haklali lahasmich zekeinim kemo betin samuch im kain cheshbonam kedin cheshbo betin samuch v'zeh nachon b'sat Yishmael. Okay, so in other words, he's saying that the totality of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael have the status of smuchim. In other words, they don't individually have smuchim, but the totality of them has the same koach as if, the same authority, same samchut, as if they were a samach. That's why they're able to give smicha. So that's the criteria for being able to give smicha, is that you have smicha. So he says, for the same reason that the Rambam holds they can give smicha, he holds that they can be mekadesh chadashim. So it's not that any individual rabbi in Israel, any individual bezin can, but the community of Eretz Yisrael is mekadesh chadashim, and that's why we have a calendar. In other words, as Chacham was saying, that you see from here that really it's really true that the Rambam holds that you can be mechadesh smicha, and the yisod is that the totality of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael have this authority of smicha, okay, which has these two very important implications. Without getting overly involved in this huge debate amongst the giants of the about whether or not you can mechadesh smicha according to the Rambam, it seems to me that there, I mean, unless I'm missing the boat, that there is a very simple raya to this as well, besides what Meshach Chachma says in Hilchot Sanhedrin, Perek Tzayin Halacha Bet, that's on the next page. Now, at least bears looking at. The Rambam says, Malkim Bizman Hazeh Bechol Makom Min HaTorah Bifnei Shlosha Smuchim Havalo Lifnei Hedyoto. Okay? So, let me tell you what that means.
Where
did it come from? Well, let's start with the question of what does it mean, Bizman Hazeh?
No, perpetually.
When is Bizman Hazeh? He's not talking about in the time of Bayit Sheni, right? He's not talking about in the time of Bayit Shlishi, right? He's not talking about Yimot Meshach. What does it mean, Bizman Hazeh? Right? I mean, I think that if you look any place in Mishnah Torah, they say, what is Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh means as a time of Galus, right? A time when where we, you know, in our current situation, and so, but the Rambam says very clearly, and the truth of the matter is that the motivation for being mechadesh the smicha in the time of Beis Yosef was so that they could be Malkos, and the Rambam is saying here that Bizman Hazeh, which I think it's only one shot on this matter. I'm open to other suggestions, but I think what it means is that you don't need a Beit HaMikdash, you don't need a Sanhedrin HaGdola like for Misas Beis Din, but he says black and white, but you do need Smuchim. So what does that mean? If not that, in theory, we could have Smuchim, right? It's a technicality that we don't have smuchim. It's not that the halacha doesn't apply. If all of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael get together and give smicha, so then we have smicha. And if we don't, we don't. And there's nothing innate to the current time that we can't have smicha. And therefore, this halacha is no egg. Bizman Hazeh. But otherwise, I don't know what the Rambam means. Suggestions from the floor. Isn't that simple? Pretty straightforward, no? What else does Bizman Hazeh mean? Bizman Hazeh mean were there theoretically to still be... I don't even know what the alternative is. I mean, I don't think that Bizman Hazeh means in the period of time when, you know, when... Assuming that there was, that when there were... I don't know, yeah.
Wasn't argument
used
by those who advocated it? I mean, cause I remember, I thought that was assumed. I mean, those who advocated reinitiating smicha were looking at this now.
I'm not saying that they weren't.
No, I'm saying it wasn't. I thought it was like a double signal. Like they But that was what they were supposed to do. This is one of the models they were pointing to as an example.
I'm not saying it's not. I mean, the Kunzei Smicha is very long. I've not read through the whole thing. I don't know. It could be. I just think that this is a. I don't know. I think this is a good riot. I'm not sure what the. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so this is the approach to the Rambam. Okay, this is the approach to the Rambam. I mean, it would surprise me if they did. I'm gonna, not extensively look at it, but it seems to me that it's just like such a davar pasha that's what the true the Rambam Baskesh Smicha is somewhat ambiguous and could be interpreted more than one way. But okay, the Ramban has a whole different approach. I just want to quickly touch on it, and then. Beth Hashem, if there are still people left and time and scheduling and so on and so forth, so maybe we'll continue tomorrow with the issue of Shiloh Yinyak Kamos on the whole case of Rabbi Akiva, which is a fascinating thing in its own right. And it's tangential, but discuss it slightly. The Ramban explains differently. It's just worth, I'm sure that many people are aware of this, but just worth, while we're here, to just quickly to finish it out, and really, Ramali wants to see the Rambam, but Ramban is a different approach. Ramban, after saying that he doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about, because after all, we don't have smuchim, so how could it be that the Rambam agrees we need smuchim, and so on? He has many other such questions, and he says that there's a totally different shot. So it's like this. That really, the luchatchila, if it's possible, is to have, if there's a bezdin, and there's a nasi, or a sanhedrin, and there's a nasi, etc. So that's who should do it, right? And it's improper for others to do it when they exist. So he says like this. The Zewa Din, the second paragraph, the third paragraph. The Zewa Din and Ohegwahem in a Torah, Bain Kodim Khorban, Bain Achar Khorban, Abuzman Shayalahem Betin Agadol, Hayadavar Masulahem. So then, okay, etc. So in other words, I'm going to skip this part, we'll come back to this later. Basically, that it's not that you require the Sanhedrin Agdola, or that you require the Nasi, it's that if, since they represent all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore, it's no one else has a right to do it, to speak, when they exist, no one else has a right to go and decide for Klal Yisrael when the count is going to be if they exist. Aval kevan shegalu, v'nutal koach ha-mishpat mehem, shamakom gorem, ve'en lahem koach afilu k'sanhedrin k'tan, aval dun dinei nefashot me'ot ha-shah, tiyah ha-reshut b'yad ha-gadol sh'b'Yisrael kadesh u'aber, afilu b'chutzlar. Once you no longer have anyone who has the status of the Bezin ha-gadol, that's it. Then whoever is the Gadol Ador can do it, even the Chutzlart. V'zeda varhagun, v'amru od b'yushalmi, v'yushan shol Sanhedrin, v'chutzlart eim abrim otah, v'im ibruha, eina mu beret, v'yichol la'ber otah ba'aret, aval kishe einam yicholim la'ber otah ba'aret, la'vino otah b'chutzlart. Give an example, Yechezkel iber b'chutzlart, Baruch Meneri iber b'chutzlart, Chanai ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua iber b'chutzlart, etc. Aval im ein be'eretz Yisrael betin shal shlosha smuchim v'lo b'chutz la'aretz sh'nis smuchu ba'aretz k'din ha'smicha min ha'tora ad Yoshua v'pi Moshe v'pi ha'gvura be'emet she'yitbatlu ha'moadot v'lo yo'il cheshboneinu b'shum panim kasher etkirav. He says, really, in the absence of any Sanhedrin of smuchim, he says, Sanhedrin is all you can do without. The Nasi you can do without. If you have only, you know, you can even do without doing an Eretz Yisrael. But the one thing you can't make do without is a Bezin of Smuchim, because no one else has Yitzhari Mekash Chadash and Mavrashanim. And therefore, nowadays, there really should not be any Moadot, period. The Ein Hefresh B'chivut B'davar Bein Shenimcha Misham Oto Ta'uma L'damrei Shekvar Yaza Kenyan Shamu Mesachet Yoma Rav Yehuda Omer Hamishim U'shtayim Shana Lo Avar Ish B'Yehuda Shenemar Me'ov HaShemayim Bad Be'ma Nadu Hachu V'sham Amru Rabbi Yossi Omer Sheva Shanim Kaima Gafir V'melch Barak Yisrael U'bein B'yot Sham Anashim Rabim Me'amenu Achar She'in Sham Betin Ro'u L'Kadesh L'Aber Retoni Lomar Betin Shal Shoshes Mokum Kedin Vayom Bamotenu Kfar Batel HaBetin Hazer V'Nadar Mikol Yisrael. So Ramban argues the Ramban in both directions. He says, number one, you can have, as we'll go on to explain, it is possible, in fact, it has even happened according to the way the Ramban understands it, that there were times when there was no Jewish community in Israel, and nonetheless we had Yom Tovim. And on the other side of the coin, it is possible to have a huge Jewish community in Israel and nonetheless not to be able to be Ma'abar Shan Kash Chodashim, because what you need is not a Jewish community in Israel. What you need, according to Ramban, is actually a Bezin of Smukha. He says, what is the answer? וכן אפילו דברנו שגם אנו מצליחים לעתור בין בריאה בין חשבון בטן של שלושה והם מומחים והנה היום נהדר הבטן הזה מכל ישראל. The question is, so what do we do? How do we have yontif at all? However, shkoyot, have we anything? אבל מרפא הקושי הגדול הזה הוא שרבנו הלל הנשיא בנו של רבי יהודה הנשיא שתיקן חשבון העיבור הוא קידש חודשים ועיבר שנים הראויים לדבר לפי מניינו עד שבוא על ילדה. נחזור לקידושנו על פי הראייה בבטן הגדול והקדוש, אמן הרי אמנו יהיה. Okay? So the answer that Ramban prefers is that איך נאמר, you can't do it without a בטן of Smuchim, but that Hillel, not the first of all, but the later Hill was Mekadesh, and he saw that there, you know, that it was that they were running out of time, and that soon they would not be able to continue to be Mekadesh, Chadashim, etc. He was Mekadesh. He established the Luach and was Mekadesh all of the Rosh Chadashim, etc. for the rest of time until Yimot Mashiach. Shehu Zachol Atov Ra'ash Yitbatlu HaMoadot Mipnei Hafseid HaSmicha. He saw that, you know, soon there wouldn't be smicha, the real smicha anymore. And therefore, Kimashim Zalpu Dine Knasot, V'chol Davar Shetzarich Mumchim, V'amad V'tikin HaChashbom, V'kidei Shviber Bo Chadashim V'shanim Ad Shibane Beit Midash L'ficha Hu Shebakla Re'iya Etzleinu L'fi She'em Lan Beten Haru Mekabel Ha'edud L'kash Al-Pim V'hu Ta'utam Sh'aminim Akrim HaKaram Yimashmam Lo Kedivrei Harav. Okay? So Ramban, the approach of Ramban is that it's not based on the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, but rather it's based on the original, the kiddush that was done millennium ago by Hillel, and that's the basis for having Yom Tov. Okay, as Hashem, we will with a very big neder because we'll see what's going on tomorrow, etc. But we will have our last, finish this up with a discussion of the sugyot concerning this, and go back over the piece of the Ramban that deals with Rambam and Ramban in Kufnun Gimel that deals with the case of where you do have a Sanhedrin, right? For the case of Lohiniyach Kemosel, okay? The case of Akiva and others where an individual who was Gadlodo was able to be Mekadesh outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that's something that both, that's Beferish and Gemara, and that Babli and Yerushalmi, and that the Ramban and the Ramban both agree as a possibility. But what that means and how that's possible, we'll try and discuss as well as why in general it has to be an Eretz Yisrael. What that means, we'll try to tackle that tomorrow.
Thank you.